Welcome to your go-to source for entertainment.
Wait for it.
Gaming?
Wait for it.
Anime?
Plus Ultra!
Mr. Eric Almighty and Phil the Filipino? Yeah, they've got you covered. And all you gotta do is wait for it. This is the Wait For It Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Wait For It Podcast. My name is Phil Smith, a.k.a. Phil the Filipino. And you have stumbled upon an episode of my solo series in which I talk about things such as the paranormal, aliens, cryptids, or in this case, conspiracy theories. Now, we keep it pretty lighthearted here at the Wait For It Podcast. You won't find any theories about COVID being a hoax or any nonsense like that. I try to talk about theories here that are relatively lighthearted, easy to talk about, and just lead to fun discussions about whether or not they're true. If you're new to the Wait For It Podcast and this doesn't necessarily seem like your thing, that's okay. Check out the rest of our library. I promise you there is something here for everybody. And for those of you that are returning listeners, thank you so much for supporting the show. We truly could not do this without you. Eric and I are so grateful for all of your support. So make sure to stick around to the very end of the episode and I'll let you know where you can find all of our content. Also, before I get going, I do want to mention that this weekend is the Bold Matsuri Anime and Cosplay Festival, which Eric and I will serve as host for. We will be managing the Q&A panels for voice actors from My Hero Academia, Ruby, Attack on Titan. A whole bunch of people are going to be there. We are very, very excited. I'll make sure to leave a link to the website in the show notes so you can get tickets, and hopefully we'll see you this weekend. So let's get into the topic for this week. Some of you probably saw the title of this episode and were wondering, what in the hell is Polybius? Well, it is Polybius, and the true origin of Polybius is kind of difficult to pin down, but each version of the story tells of an arcade cabinet that briefly appeared in Portland, Oregon, and not even that many of them, maybe one or two. However, this is no ordinary video game, according to the urban legend. Many believe that Polybius was a government-run, crowdsourced psychology experiment. Its purpose was to test one's mental and physical agility as a method of recruiting soldiers. Others say that it caused seizures or brain aneurysms and was possibly being tested by the CIA as a brainwashing tool. The gameplay supposedly produced intense psychoactive and addictive effects in the player. Side effects included amnesia, insomnia, night terrors, and hallucinations. Two teenagers supposedly disappeared after spending time with the game. And the machines were said to have been visited periodically by men in black for purposes of data mining the machines and analyzing these effects. Allegedly, the Polybius arcade machines abruptly disappeared from arcades roughly a month or so after they appeared. Now, the company named in most accounts of the game is called Zinneslauschen. The word's meanings are derived from the German words Sinne, meaning senses, and Lauschen, which means to extinguish or to delete. Although the way these words are combined, it's not standard German, so they wouldn't just be put together in the German language. The word loosely translates to sensory removed. Additionally, historians and journalists studying the urban legend note further that the name of the arcade game itself, Polybius, is also the name of a classical Greek historian who was born in Arcadia, get it, and known for his assertion that historians should never report what they cannot verify through interviews with eyewitnesses. In fact, Polybius' name itself means many lives in Greek. The earliest confirmed record of the legend is an entry that was added to arcade game resource coinop.org in February of 2000. The entry mentions the name Polybius and a copyright date of 1981. Even though no copyright has ever been registered, the author of the entry claims in the description to be in possession of a ROM image of the game and to have extracted fragments of text from it, including 1981 Zinneslauschen. The person believed to have created the post is Kurt Kohler, who is the owner of the site. Kohler would also tip off a writer from GamePro named Dan Electro, which at the time claimed to be the world's largest independent multi-platform gaming magazine, to the existence of the story. And eventually in 2003, in a list titled, quote, Secrets and Lies, GamePro came to an, quote, inconclusive verdict in regards to the authenticity of the legend. So think about that. The owner of the website, coinop.org, tipped off the most popular video game magazine at the time of the existence of this page. Seems a little fishy. Some of the other myths and legends that were mentioned in this article were the PlayStation is really just a redesigned Super NES CD drive, along with you can launch missiles with a PlayStation 2, which they deemed inconclusive, which is a little concerning. Now, following that appearance in GamePro magazine, a number of people claimed to have some involvement with Polybius. In 2006, a man named Steven Roach claimed that he had been one of the original programmers, and that his company developed a game with very intense and cutting-edge graphics. According to Roach, a boy experienced an epileptic seizure while playing, and the cabinets were withdrawn by the company in a panic. However, Roach has never offered any proof for any of these claims. So how did an arcade game that likely never exists garner so much attention in the early 2000s? I want to talk about that, but really quick, I want to talk to you guys about podcasting, because a lot of people come up to us and ask how they get into podcasting and if it's difficult, and we tell them it's really not that difficult when you have the right partners. And the team over at Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you succeed. We use Buzzsprout here at the Way Forward Podcast, and we absolutely love it. Their support team is top-notch, and honestly, speaking from experience, other podcast hosting websites really just do not hold a candle to what Buzzsprout does. Buzzsprout gets your show listed in every major podcast platform. You'll get a great-looking podcast website, audio players you can drop into other websites, detailed analytics to see how people are listening, tools to promote your episodes, and a whole lot more. You can literally start with some gear that you already have, along with a quiet space. But if you ever want to upgrade, Buzzsprout has tons of resources to help you find the right equipment at the right price. So join us here at the Wait For It Podcast, along with over 100,000 other podcasters that are already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. Following the link in the show notes lets Buzzsprout know that we sent you, gets you a $20 Amazon gift card if you sign up for a paid plan, and of course, it helps support the show. So back to Polybius. Let's take a look at some instances that actually were taking place in the early 1980s. First, there is the CIA's MKUltra program. We now know that following World War II, the U.S. government recruited Nazi scientists via a plea bargain agreement in what came to be known as Operation Paperclip. The former Nazis would be protected under the condition that they would develop technology for the U.S. Many people have heard of it by now, but at the time, there were only whispers about a CIA program known as MKUltra, which was pursuing mind control techniques using technology, multimedia, and a shit ton of drugs. The experiments were conducted without the permission of their subjects, who have described the experience as extreme psychological torture. If you guys don't know what MKUltra is, that's probably not something that I would ever cover on this show, but there are plenty of podcasts, YouTube videos, resources you can look up. I highly suggest you guys look into it. It was pretty messed up. So next, let's also look at a few instances in which teenagers and young adults were getting sick after extensive arcade sessions. In 1981, Michael Lopez of Beaverton, Oregon, suffered a sudden migraine while playing Tempest with some friends at the Malibu Grand Prix Arcade. He said, quote, "I began to feel a weird sensation in the back of my head. Then my vision started going out, little flashing lights. Suddenly, I got sick and stumbled outside where I threw up all over the parking lot. One of my friends walked with me back home, but we didn't make it all the way there. My head hurt so bad, it got to where I couldn't speak. I couldn't walk anymore. I collapsed on someone's lawn 4 blocks from my house, rolling and screaming in pain. It felt like my head was cracking open. Someone called the cops. That was the first migraine headache I ever had. I've had them off and on my whole life, but it was freaky because I didn't know what was happening at the time. Blame was placed on the game's flashing lights and intense visual effects, and the incident was documented by a local paper." Similarly, Peter Bukowski died of heart failure, possibly due to mitochondrial inflammation, while playing Berserk. Then there's Brian Maru, who after 28 straight hours of playing Asteroids and drinking Coca-Cola, got sick and collapsed. Maru survived, but it's easy to see how the reporting of such events in the northwestern United States could lead to paranoia about the long-term effects of this new entertainment medium. And finally, the FBI indeed was conducting top-secret operations out of America's arcades. But they weren't necessarily doing it to data mine or maybe recruit new soldiers. The Bureau's records indicate that the agency actually was monitoring and subsequently raiding arcades in the Portland area right around the time that stories of players collapsing in arcades had hit the mainstream media. In those days, arcades, which are naturally dark and maze-like, had seedy reputations as hotbeds for gambling, drug activity, and pickpockets that were looking to prey on teenagers. Cabinets were being repurposed for gambling, people were selling weed in between rounds of Pac-Man, there are pickpockets wherever teenagers tend to gather, especially in the days before cell phones. One of the more fanciful operations conducted by the FBI included agents rigging classic cabinets like Tempest, Scramble, and Galaxian, with cameras and microphones in the hopes of catching criminals in the act. Games like Tempest were selected less for their mind control abilities and more because their cabinets featured glass bezels, ideal for sticking cameras behind. The program was so extensive that it briefly caused a shortage of Tempest machines in the Seattle area during the early 1980s. So put yourself in the shoes of teenagers in the 80s seeing FBI agents wheeling in and out arcade cabinets, and voila, an urban legend is born. So all in all, it doesn't seem like Polybius ever existed in the way that some of us think it did. However, it exists in a combination of stories. Combine the seediness of the CIA's MKUltra program, which at the time, again, was just a rumor, with kids suffering from major medical incidents after spending hours at the arcade, along with actual FBI agents coming in and out of arcades, it's honestly not that surprising that a story like this was born. There are still those out there that swear they have played the game, and, you know, who are we to dispute them? A game titled Polybius was added to the PlayStation Store in 2017. In early marketing, co-author Jeff Minter claimed to have been permitted to play the original Polybius game machine in a warehouse in England. He later acknowledged that the game was inspired by the urban legend, but does not attempt to reproduce its alleged gameplay. If you want an even more in-depth look at Polybius, check out the YouTube documentary by Stuart Brown of Ahoy titled Polybius, the video game that doesn't exist. I will make sure to link the video in the show notes. It was excellent. So that is it for this rendition of Filuminati. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Again, just a really, really interesting story, and it's a good in-depth look at how these urban legends can start and just become something totally unique. If you enjoyed this episode, I promise you'll enjoy the rest of our content. You can find us literally anywhere you listen to your podcasts, which includes Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, Buzzsprout, and a whole lot more. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, please consider leaving us a 5-star review. It is literally one of the best ways you can support the show. You can also find us on social media on Facebook and Instagram at Wait For It Podcast, and on Twitter at Wait For It Pod. And make sure to check out our YouTube channel. We just recently did a live stream review of Black Widow over on our YouTube page, and it's spoiler free. So if you haven't seen the movie yet, make sure to go check that out. My name is Phil Smith, aka Phil the Filipino, and ultimately it seems like the Polybius video game didn't ever really exist, but who knows? Maybe somewhere in the Pacific Northwest in an unopened storage locker sits an arcade cabinet that you should never, ever play. We release new episodes every Monday and Wednesday, and all you have to do is wait for it.
So, I heard you're looking for a go-to source for entertainment.
Wait for it.
Gaming?
Wait for it.
Anime?
Plus Ultra!
Mr. Eric Almighty and Phil the Filipino?
Yeah, they've got you covered.
And all you gotta do is wait for it. This is the Wait For It Podcast.